There's a couple of folks that represent the Bartlesville Regional United Way as we set our Community Connection in progress this morning. And Community Connection brought to you by First Baptist Church. And President and Chief Executive of the organization, Lisa Carey. Hey, $2.4 million. Congratulations on a great goal.
Hey, thank you, Charlie. I'm happy to be here and very excited about our goal this year.
Well, now, just to bring the community in, that is a major step up from some of the numbers you've looked at in the previous years.
It is. It's our largest goal that we've set in our 78 years as Bartlesville Regional United Way. So we, as a board, they decided that we knew that this was an important year for our community, but we did not hesitate in looking at all the factors that go in involved in setting a goal, and realized that our community needs this and knew that our partner agencies needed these funds to meet the needs of our community. So they decided as a board to set this goal, and I feel very confident that the community will step up and meet the needs of these partner agencies in our community as a whole.
You could have done what I believe, and I don't have the numbers to back it up. I think a lot of communities around the country are saying, you know, the economy is what the economy is. Let's modify our expectations and set a lower number. You guys didn't do that.
No, we didn't. We had those conversations and realized that we need to do what's right for our community, the Nowata, Osage, and Washington communities. So we decided we can do this. And I was talking earlier about one of my favorite movies, Field of Dreams, and Kevin Costner's character kept hearing the voice, "If you build it, they will come." And I kept thinking, you know, as I'm stepping up and being the new president of the Bartlesville Regional United Way, if you tell the community what they need, if you tell them what we need as our donors, they will give. And I have no doubt that that's what's going to happen. We will rally our troops and rally what the community needs as a whole. I believe in our community, and I believe that they will step up and make it happen. Because if you tell the stories behind the agencies, what each dollar goes toward, those stories make a difference in the lives of each family, each child, each individual. So it's our job as the United Way and as these agencies go out during this campaign season and tell those stories about where the donor dollar goes. And I feel really excited to be able to be part of that storytelling.
Well, I have sat in on that community investment process a couple of times, and not that you're the Spanish Inquisition on these groups, but you are a fact-finding agency, and you're acting in the community's best interest, but also kind to, okay, tell me what you need, and asking the right questions to get enough information out of these groups. Obviously, you heard from the agencies and the programs that you sponsor, that you fund, that this is what they need.
Absolutely, and we take that responsibility very seriously. We are good stewards of our money, and that accountability piece is what makes it really important, what really distinguishes from other organizations. The United Way is very driven about what we do with our donor dollars. So when it comes to dispersing those funds, we have to make sure that we are investing in what really makes a difference in the lives of people that are in our communities. So when they come and ask for additional funds, we take that into account. What is going on? So data behind that, and is this really making a difference? So the Community Investment Committee plays an important role in that, and that's all volunteers from different parts of organizations. So something that I'm very proud of that looks at that somewhat like quality assurance. And so that when we look at that, is it really making a difference? Are we investing in a good portion of what makes a difference? And so when you donate to the United Way, it is something that is helping people, and it's data driven.
So you're going to have donors that you know, there's a group out there that just say, okay, I give it the pace setter level, I'm going to do it again this year. Mm-hmm. The level is a dollar amount, and we can talk about that later, but that minimum dollar amount is what I've always done. I'll probably do it again. You're going to ask them to step up this year, right?
I really am. I'm going to ask them to dig deep and look at what really makes a difference in the lives of of our community, of the individuals that need it. And you know, is a cup of coffee worth helping someone with after school enrichment program? So if they could invest an extra $100, that over a course of a year, that equates to maybe, you know, a few cups of coffee a month. So I'm asking people to dig deep. Personally, I'm doing it. I'm increasing my donation this year to the Bartlesville Regional United Way. It's worth it. And also asking people to advocate and volunteer with United Way. It's not just about donations. It's about giving. It's about advocating. It's about making a difference in the life of the communities that we live in.
Okay, well, one of the fun things that I get to do every United Way season is I get to talk to the representatives of the agencies and the programs that you fund. Do you have to bring in enthusiastic people like this one?
I really do. I needed this, you know, when I was thinking about, okay, I need to bring someone with me today. I couldn't have thought of a better person. I have a hard time getting her to talk, Charlie. So this.
I've got the chair wired. It's electric. I hit the button, she talks.
I wanted to bring someone in that was pretty enthusiastic, and I was happy to do that today.
Actually, I don't have an electric chair. Gina Elias, thanks for coming in this morning. And one of the, I'll say, lesser-known programs, but one that is quietly, week in, week out, making a difference for somebody. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. Great to be here with you again.
Thank you so much for coming in. How many years have you been graduating people from your program now?
Since 2009. Yeah. We started off in July.
Building Bridges Out of Poverty. That's a great program.
Yes, it is. Absolutely love it.
And when I hear the stories of, and I'm oversimplifying the process, mm-hmm. this is where I was, this is where I am on graduation day, and this is where I'm going, you can't help but say, go do it.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time, isn't it? And you've been to multiple graduations that we've had. We've helped over 200 families actually bridge up and out of poverty. And what's great is when you're seeing them, they're only about a quarter of the way through, and they're that enthusiastic. They see how their lives just absolutely change. But I have to tell you, that is a community effort. And so Bridge is really what makes it so unique, is that we really lean in absolutely every resource we have in our community. And so getting underneath United Way in 2015 was probably one of the greatest moves we could have made. And it was really our commitment along with United Way and really helping not only meet the need in the community, but actually start to come up with a solution, how to move people who are under-resourced, who are living in generational poverty, and helping them become philanthropists, and moving all the way to the other end where they've gone on and gotten their degrees, where they've gone on with education, looking at a career path instead of just a job, parenting styles changing, just the whole life, overall quality of life. It's been exciting to see.
Well, and that's you hit the key words there, I think, generational poverty. This is what I grew up, this is what my expectation is, and that's what I'm probably going to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what was so great. When we started this dialogue with United Way in 2014, before we came underneath, we really just used it as an example of a tool in a toolbox. And for some who have gone on, have homes, retirement plans, things like that, you need to thank the people who raised you. They put a lot of amazing tools in your toolbox, gave you the ability to learn how to put those tools in the toolbox so you can continue to keep growing that. But for a lot of families, the tools in their toolbox were dysfunctional. They were abused homes, addictions, under-resourced, that you're so busy trying to keep food in your stomach that it's really hard to go to school and learn. And so what we started to do is just create a learning environment where we learn from one another. And when you start to do that, wow, it's amazing how much across socioeconomic lines that we all do better when we learn from one another and just value one another.
Well, but and the stories that I hear from, and again, extreme oversimplification. Yeah. The people when I started this, I thought they were blowing smoke at me. That I, you know, I was not going to buy into this stuff that they were trying to peddle me. No, because this is what I grew up. This is what I saw. It's the only pattern, other than I don't know how you got there, but you were probably born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's almost like we've been victimized. You know, and I think I had one particular gentleman who said one time, he said, Gina, you know, people don't hit rock bottom. I always envy those. I was born at rock bottom. And that stuck with me and resonated. And in this community, I get to travel all over the U.S., and so I can see how the communities are really struggling. But I can also see that Bartlesville, there is just not a finer community anywhere in the U.S. We have so many resources, but really coming together where we're not competing with one another, but really pulling together to help families move. We can't do it without one another. And so when we looked at how can we be a permanent structure in this community, United Way, hands down. It was just the perfect fit.
Now, I'm going to say this with a smile on my face, and I don't really mean it, Gina, but you're just coming into this program, and you're just like a government agency. You're just going to ask for 1.2% of what you got last year, right?
I love it. No. No. Our partners have helped us a great deal. We've actually grown. We've taken those United Way dollars, and we've actually reached out to our nonprofits, our post-secondary schools, to our churches, and we have 7 sites now in this community. And that's what's so great about it is, you know, when we all pull together, every dollar starts to count. So I'm telling you, to all my friends who are accountants, attorneys, judges, real estate, whoever are out there who have not given to United Way before, this year we need to. We need to start to make sure that every dollar counts. And what I love about United Way is that they have that accountability piece in there. They can really check. It's all about quality and making sure that we use every dollar to the best of the ability.
And now, though, I use this analogy, but I can't think of anything better to say. There is a United Way-shaped hole in your budget that needs to be filled.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we all know the economy is getting tougher, and we know that poverty is growing here. And for Bridges, what we're doing is actually bridging, taking families who are under-resourced, and they're actually moving out from underneath using government assistance. That's what's so great about it. But in this community, if we don't hit a 10% tipping point, if we do not scale that, and if we do not grow that, we're never going to feel the effects of it. And I don't want to get bogged down with numbers, because I can tell you, taking one family with 4 children saves our community millions every year. And so if you don't think just even impacting one family, we can show that literally in our community when they get off a subsidy, what it does.
There are other organizations in town, and we'll talk to them this fall, that are as good at partnering with other groups, but I can't think of anybody better than yours as far as saying, Mary Martha, I need this. Agape, I need this. Yeah. Hey, John Ford, can you do this?
That's right. Well, they're our protective wall. I'm going to tell you that right now. All the nonprofit organizations here, we cannot bridge families without their support. There's a point where if they can help with the food budget, they can help meet some of those needs. It allows us to get them out of the red, into the black. It helps during those times, if you know what cliff effects are, when they get a little bit of a raise and they lose more subsidy. We have to really lean in on our nonprofits during that 6 months to about 12 months. They have stepped up, and it's so exciting when they see it too, and they realize, wow, we can actually move people out. And they were a part of it. So every success story Bridges has is a success story to Salvation Army, Red Cross, Agape, Mary Martha, Boys and Girls Club, Westside, you name it. It's all of their successes. We cannot do it without them.
Okay, we're going to ask you for your money when we continue in just a moment on a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Again, talking with Gina Elias a little bit about building bridges. And I know you don't want to talk about numbers, but how many people, round figures at least, are you serving right now in your program?
A little over.
And I know this is kind of a start of the school year.
Yes.
For you.
Yeah, it is, because we're also at Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Yeah. As well. And so we're a little over 270 at this point that we've impacted. And we've bridged about 27% of our families up and out of poverty, which is just fantastic.
Yeah. What would you like to do if you could get more United Way dollars than you're already hoping for right now?
I tell you, just scale. We're going to be moving in and working with elder care, looking at senior citizens and how to be able to do that, because they have such a huge impact on their children, their adult children, things like that. So we have some new partnerships we're going. We're starting off in the jail next week and really looking at, we've been working on that pilot for the last couple of years. And so we're very, very proud to be working with our sheriff's department and with the jail system to see if we can do something about that. You know, we have one of the highest incarceration rates. It's time to make a difference. And so we now are moving out of pilot stage and actually getting into that infrastructure. But those are dollars too. I think there's not a better way than to help families not repeat that. Give them a different identity other than being a felony. You know, helping them learn how to be a philanthropist, giving back, going on finding a career.
That is a tremendous task, and I respect you for even, you know, estimating the height of the wall, let alone working to scale it. Yeah. That's tremendous.
Thank you.
Gina, thank you so much for what you and your friends do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is United Way time, and you hear enthusiasm in people from the agency, people that are out getting it done on the street and making an impact in people's lives. She talks about the lives that have already been changed, the people that are already making a difference in somebody else's life because of the way her program works to get them back reinvested in somebody else and bringing them up. How do you say no to something like that?
I don't. I mean, I really don't. I don't know how anyone could say no to something like that. And, you know, people didn't say no to me when I was a child and my father died at 9 years old and my mom was a single parent raising four kids. So people gave back to my family. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now, is that helping people and giving back is what truly makes a difference in people's lives. And I know that people listening and people that I meet, they're not going to say no.
Now, we're going to talk dollars here in just a minute, but I want to get to the other two parts of what you talk about as far as advocate for these groups and get involved with these groups.
Right.
Can you act as a conduit to help people get involved and say, I'm not even sure what I want to do, what do you need, and how can you place me?
Absolutely. People can contact me at the office, and we have, on September 26th, we have our Day of Caring, which over 1,800 people will help out nonprofit agencies, and that is an amazing feat. If you look at United Ways across Oklahoma, we're one of the greatest amounts of people that do that, and that's amazing. That's just one way of giving back. And then advocating, you can get out there and spread the word about what our partner agencies do and what United Ways dollars do to help. And just say, you know, you meet someone over, you heard about what the United Way is doing, what their partner agency is doing. So if they have any interest in getting involved, we have CityServe, we have Women United, or they can volunteer at any of our partner agencies. They need volunteers. So if they're interested, they can contact me via email or just give me a call, and I'll be happy to share the ways they can get involved.
Well, one measurable way to get involved, and this is one measure that we're talking about, $2.4 million. And I know it starts $1 at a time. It starts one paycheck at a time, one pledge at a time.
Yes. Yes. So we're looking at every way that people can get involved. So we've got events scheduled. We've got, you know, we did first time ever at our kickoff event, we did a raffle, which I want to really give a shout out to Sarah Freeman. That was her idea. She gave the idea of getting local artists involved, of getting those guitars painted and raffling off. So that's one way we're looking at reaching out to people who may not be able to give a big amount of money, but they were able to get involved and give to the United Way. So that was a huge success, and we're very proud of that.
I don't know the numbers, but I know that many of your donors, you know, you talk about $5, or you talk about that cup of coffee. Many of your dollars start out at that level. For the first year they give, they talk about, you know, again, just that weekly cup of coffee expense, and then it grows.
That's true. That's how we get people connected to the United Way, and I appreciate that. My kids are giving to United Way. That's how it starts. That's how I want, you know, Gina talked about giving back. That's how it starts. It's the giving back to the community. And there's no, you don't have to start off giving $100. We'll take any amount. And it's that connection to the community of giving back with the donation. And we have an event coming up called United We Rock. And it's a street party in front of the Painted Horse. Mm-hmm. And that's a way you can give
when
back.
When is that again?
It's Saturday, September 23rd.
Okay.
And that's an event that we're reaching out to multi-generational people. And you can look on our website for more information. But that's just a way to give people recognition of the United Way, but also have a fun time and come out. And donations will be accepted of any amount. So we're looking forward to that.
Just like Lucy on the Charlie Brown special, send tens and twenties.
That's right.
That's our United Way Community Connection on K1.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. 500 more